The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to the Roundtable Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of diverseandengage.com. I am a DEI thought leader. I am a LinkedIn top voice, and I'm here with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, Dee. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and now an author. My new book, Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace, is available on Amazon to pre-order right now.
And Mita and I, we started Roundtable Talk as a place to spill the tea on hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman. And for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. At our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out. And then we provide you with tips you might consider, not on how to survive, but how to thrive in organizations wherever you are. All right, so let's jump into the show today. So Mita, what are we talking about?
Dee, would you ever go back to a toxic workplace?
Oh my goodness.
Ever go back to a toxic workplace? Listen, I know you run your own amazing company right now, but that's what I wanted to talk about. We're going to share some stories, spill the tea as we always do, and leave tips for our listeners. And thank you to our allies who are here with us, who want to show up to do better and be better. But Dee, I was thinking about this because, you know, I know like many of us do, I am trying to limit my time on social media. It's like the endless scrolling. And in particular, you've got me on Instagram. I love Insta. I love LinkedIn too. Thank you, LinkedIn. Thank you, LinkedIn Podcast Network.
Yes, we love you, LinkedIn. Yeah.
But, you know, all these little sayings that are on Instagram, some of them that are uplifting and some of them is this toxic positivity. But there's this one that I saw that said, go laugh in the places you've cried, change the narrative. So I posted it on LinkedIn asking the question, would you ever go back to a toxic workplace? Because I've been approached to go back to a toxic workplace and the feedback on the commentary was just wild. But like, what say you about that question, Dee? Would you ever go back to a toxic workplace? I know we're going to get into it.
Absolutely not. It's a quick no. It's a fast no.
Hard fast no.
I mean, well, this is, let me tell you, all things considered, that it's still a toxic workplace unless there's been a change or a shift in, and probably from the leadership and then the leadership's responsibility throughout. So, I mean, all things considered, I would not go back. But I'm interested in, I'm like, why did I miss your post on this? Like, I want to now run over to LinkedIn, scroll to see this, and what did people have to say? What did they say?
Well, let me share the story. You know the story. I have worked in many different spaces and places. In particular, there's been a number of toxic work environments, but there was one in particular, had moved on several years ago, particularly a toxic leader who had worked there, and there was a lot of toxicity on the team as well. And so I had moved on. And as my friend and as our friend Carol said, I think you're healed now. You're healed. Yes, I am healed. And so years have gone by, doing my thing. I'm an executive. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. And I got a call from a leader who still works at that organization asking if I would come back.
Oh, what'd you say?
And so this is what's interesting, right? Let's get down to it, because the said leader, it's been a long time now, right? So players have changed.
Yeah.
What makes a toxic workplace? It's individuals. We think of the workplace as this entity. We're all responsible for it. Like, it is us who make up the workplace. So you start to think about what defines a toxic workplace. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of those leaders that were toxic are gone. Mm-hmm. I have healed. Mm-hmm. Completely. I knew I could not heal in the place that hurt me. So I moved on. I have healed. I'm happy. A lot of the people I knew and respected and admired no longer work there. Okay. So I'm thinking, huh, what do you think? Should I go back? I ultimately said no, but I paused a bit because I wondered, what was it that was holding me back? Put the career opportunity aside, because it was a good career opportunity, right? Let's put that aside. But I just was like, there was something that was hesitating. I had a hesitation, yeah. But I can say, hand on heart, and you know me and know me well, fully healed. So that's not even the issue. But what is it about toxic workplaces? Is it the memory? Is it the self-defense? Because if it's a much more positive place and we have kindness and forgiveness in our hearts for individuals and spaces and places, could go back, couldn't you? You could go back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? I think you can go back when the situation and the circumstances have changed. There's been a lot of years, a lot of time has passed. The people are different. But I think the hesitation could be the fear of, but what if it isn't?
Ooh,
and yes. But what if it isn't? And it's like, because it's almost like, you know, fool me once, shame on me, trick me twice. I feel like that's the undercurrent, right?
Yes.
That's the undercurrent. Like, what if it's not? Like, I was smart enough to move on. And even hindsight 2020, because once you're on the outside, then you start thinking about and really processing all of the ways that it was so bad. And then you feel good that you are on the other side. And so I think it's the fear of, but what if it isn't? Because again, you trust like, yeah, it's probably different. But you know what? I don't know that I could take the chance. So is it worth taking the risk or the chance to do, you know, to go back? But here's the other thing. There's also something about going backwards versus forwards.
And You said it.
I heard this before, and I learned this from my sweet girl, Sophie. When Sophie and I walk, yes. She always walks forward. And when I try to pull her backwards, she never does back. Well, she likes full circle. And it's a powerful lesson that I learned many years ago. She's 10. In fact, today's a birthday. Sophie's 10.
Oh, happy birthday.
Sophie is 10. So, and I also noticed that about myself. So I think one part is it's going back to toxic. The other yes. part is going backwards. It feels like a backwards motion. Unless there is a significant bump, there needs to be a significant jump. Not a needle move, not incremental, not lateral. Baby, you need to come with the whole package for the yeah. toxicity. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's interesting. For most of the comments on LinkedIn, and this garnered a lot of conversation, it was no, 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 nope, no, no, not doing it.
Really?
A lot of individuals. There were some who said, to your point, I gotta see the paycheck for what I had to endure before.
That's
like,
right.
What are you gonna pay me? What is this role that you're gonna give me? But you know what I loved what you said? You can no longer thrive and grow in places that don't fit you. You can't continue to shrink. And so my fear, I think, as I'm talking this through with you all now, is that I would have gone back to a different version of myself. And maybe I would have unknowingly been shrinking because the memory is still there. The players may have changed. I don't know, but it's that unknown. It's such a big risk to go back. But you know, Dee, right now in the market, you're hearing a lot about boomerangs, people who are going back to former employers that they had left, that it's a trend, right? And so, of course, in that case, it's probably a positive trend. It's that, hey, I actually left a situation. I thought the grass was greener. Oh my God, I got to go back because the new place I went to was toxic. So I'm coming back, right? So yeah. there's that yeah. as well, that people are going yeah. back to former employers.
Yeah, yeah. So not just that, it's a strategy. It's an intentional strategy.
Yes.
So I will say so before I scaled the company, diverse and engaged, I work with high level, high ranking, high profile women, leaders like yourself, Mita, which is part of our story and friendship. And so we were mapping that out as strategy, not even as you left with the intention of I'm never coming back here. It's, you know what? You could probably consider some other opportunities right now as part of the strategy to get to goal.
Strategy.
And actually, I'm gonna play this out. When the environment is of where you are has the spirit and energy of toxicity, even if you're not of personally impacted, but you're seeing the handwriting on the wall, a lot of shifts, you can depart with the intention of circling back to in order to make your way up, your leap up. So that's strategy versus I left because, you know, and then because it's almost like you left, you were running from, and you go someplace, and then now you're running from that. You don't want to forever live in that kind of space as a leader, as a high growth leader, as an advancing leader. You don't want to be running from, right? That's not the spirit and energy that you want to create your life and your work. So just my thought about it. But the boomerang is good. It's all good. Listen, let me tell you something. Shout out, kudos to everyone working the boomerang that you left. It didn't work out and you were able to return. Can we just a round of applause for those employers or those leaders within the company? Because it's really the people within. So for every leader who has respectfully accepted somebody bad who left, good for you. So much of this is so powerful that we're taping our show today. How about I'm having a conversation with somebody who worked for me 2 years ago and she moved on to a bigger, better thing. And I loved it. I loved her.
Of course,
and I was really happy for her. Yep. I was happy for her. So I'm talking to somebody else yesterday. I'm catching up. Sidebar, write that down. Catch up with people. Pick up the phone and talk offline. Catch up. Okay. Now, not with everybody. Don't confuse that with catching up with people you don't know and trying to get Mina on a call and you don't really know. Okay, let me come back. But I told her, I said, you know, I'm always at the end of the call is how can I support you? And same for her. And I told her, well, we're looking for a couple people. And we talked about somebody who used to work with us together. She goes, you know, she's looking for some opportunity. I'm like, tell her to holler at a sister.
Call me. LinkedIn.
Guess who's in my LinkedIn, my DMs today in LinkedIn? And you know, I'm usually not that good going over to LinkedIn first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And she's in my message. Yeah. I go, hey. And so you got to
call me.
No shameless plug. By the way, everybody, you are tuned into LinkedIn Presents Brown Table Talk. Okay.
And yes,
so
you are.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, so that circling back and let's just hold space and acknowledge for
I love that
great leaders and great people who managers and leaders who are in positive frame, positive departures and exits. That energy is good. Relationship is good. You wish your people well. And then if they come back, you are in such a great space that you can lovingly and respectfully welcome them and pay them more. That's right.
Pay them more.
That's right.
I want to bring in the allies to this conversation because if you don't know the reason I left in the first place and then you're calling me and surprised I won't come back, even if it's for a really great opportunity, just like you talked about, Dee, strategy, you've lost the plot.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life, a promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff. The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and so many tools to keep track of. Doing business can be hard, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier.
Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
I feel like exit interview data is the most underutilized by organizations. Like if we had a customer review, oh my God, right? Yep. A customer review on Amazon, something's broken, something doesn't work. I know this from my days as a marketer. People just run, oh my God, got to fix this. D is complaining about the lipstick, or she's got some feedback on, you know, the software. Yep. We don't treat our employees the same way. And so back to the person who reached out, I don't think they fully knew years ago what had happened. Yeah. And then they were like, you don't want to? Why? You know, and you're like, I have moved on and healed. I don't really want to get into this. I wasn't going to get into it. But it was interesting. And that person had been there, but they just had no sort of high-ranking executive, no sort of understanding of the toxicity and how toxic much of the place had become.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about your response, like, what's the value, or is it even worth it to share?
I didn't. Because you know what? For me, it's like about protecting my own mental energy. We all have to do that calculation every day. Like, how much do I want to take a moment to educate and talk about what happened? I really don't. I've moved on. I'm doing well. And so I don't want to go back to that. But I was respectful and said, this sounds great. Thanks for thinking of me. I'm going to have to pass it this time. And just left it at that. Really? Why? And I'm like, I was like, I don't really want to get into it.
Or how about, like, you have a really big deal and you are a big deal where you are. How about that? Versus, like, how about the frame is I'm where I'm supposed to be. Is part of the frame. So you're looking at and
I love that.
And responding to where I am versus where I was. So like you're engaging, you're pulling the conversation forward. And so you take the conversation off of the stickiness of where you were. So then it doesn't become about, well, why wouldn't you come back? It's no, I am where I am, right?
That's exactly what I was. I was like very like, that's it. I don't need to give more details. It was very polite and direct and grateful, right? Nice to be thought of. I'm good. Moving on. But I do want to say, for people who are thinking about going back to former employers' workplaces, I had a conversation with a friend about this. And this friend, they had left their employer for a very specific reason and left on good terms, but really was about career development and advancement. They're being called back to this employer. And I said to them, what's changed in the equation? What has changed in the equation? Like, why are you going back? If those things haven't changed, if those reasons are still the same as to why you left, why would you go back? And I get it. It's a tough market. People are being let go. People paycheck. Like, I understand those things, but that's not the case for this individual. And I was counseling them to say, well, write it down. Do the list. Why were the reasons you left? Mm-hmm. Have those changed? And if they haven't, then why would you go back? Mm-hmm. Why would you go back?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I like the exercise that you just gave, just evaluating like the why. You know, why would you go back? Or what were the issues that, you know, the reason for the departure? Because I think also you can have the question, or you can have the conversation about the leadership.
Yes.
Right? People and culture strategy kind of thing. But you know what? I want to go back to something you said early when we opened up the show. And you talked about the responsibility. I think it was something around responsibility. Who owns the responsibility for toxicity in the workplace?
Yes.
And the reason I jumped out of my skin, because we were at a client and there was a discovery. It was for DEI recalibrating after affirmative action. So we're doing a lot of that work. And it was strategy for recalibrating. But what came up was there was one, how can I say this respectfully? There was one toxic employee in the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to share this piece because this is the piece that is the call to action. The leader knew that the person was toxic. This is not the manager is toxic. Somebody on the team is toxic.
Okay, got it.
Right? So the leaders are responsible for toxic workplace, even if you yourself are not toxic.
Absolutely. Say it again.
Leaders are responsible for toxic workplaces, even if you, the leader, are not toxic.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Because leaders, or when leaders allow toxic people to remain, when leaders identify, acknowledge, and know the toxic person is sitting there in the office, on the Zoom, in the strategy meeting, and the leader...
With your partner, your external partner has come in.
So why am I there? Why did y'all bring me? Now you all, I need to, y'all gonna catch a case from me because you have brought me in.
Let me delete. Oh. Not family, but inner circle. We don't use that word.
Okay.
You're the inner circle, whoever, your internal team. And now you've got DC Marshall there with her team here to consult. And she's seeing this behavior in action. Oh, no.
And it occurred to me. Now, I could already feel the tension before I arrived in just the planning and the discovery to prepare for it. And so the meeting and the strategy was around the strategy for the team. But when I got there, it really was because there is tension in the team. And so we evaluate teams on a continuum in terms of healthy, unhealthy, toxic, right? And so I just wanted to share that piece because, you know, I shared with the leader. I said, oh, this is your problem. You've got this individual. You're not going to be able to move this agenda forward because and I'll say this and we'll move on. In DEI work, the work of diversity, equity, inclusion, culture, belonging, justice, any of that, anything, any work that is advocating for historically underrepresented groups, women and diverse individuals, that's already work that is that has tension because you're advocating for you know, the rights, right? That's number one. But if you don't have leadership, and a lot of people in these roles don't have the support, full support of the leadership, so you're fighting another battle. That's number two, right? That's a leadership battle within diversity, equity, and inclusion, not having everybody aligned, okay? But the third battle that you cannot be fighting is the team, okay? You need everybody. So I say you got too many battles here. And the one has to go, and that is within the team. Because I know, Mita, you are a big champion of your team, your people. I have heard you fight for your people. I won't say now, but, you know, I've heard you. But in any event, my point is we're talking about toxic, just to keep the conversation aligned. We're talking about toxicity and would you go back? And I'm talking about toxicity on the team and specifically to leaders here who are tuned in and that you have a responsibility to address it. The last thing I said to the leader is, you know, she says to me, well, everybody likes her. I said, oh, okay. And I gave her the, oh, okay, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was going to let her have it until, this is what she told me, until she told me the toxic person that we know is toxic. She says she's disrespectful and toxic in other spaces and people have seen her.
No.
I said, oh, she's out. No. Let me tell you why. Because your respect is now, nobody respects you now because you're allowing because of that.
Why?
That's it. You see? I said, nope. And she said, what about, she likes all the other, let the chips fall where they may. I'm going to say, when you're in this work and when you are a leader, sometimes you have to make difficult decisions and it's not an easy job, but we're going to see this play out. But you have to check toxicity because you're going to have regrettable losses. You're going to have people like bosses like Mita Malik roll back 10 years. You're going to have regrettable losses and the big genius, high talent, high potential And then, like, you know, influencers leave the firm. And so we're talking about toxicity, people. Leaders, check your toxic people. Check them. Check them. You are not allowed at this point to be like that. Toxicity is something you can't.
It's on our canceled list. It is canceled. Canceled.
Toxicity, toxic people.
Is it anymore?
Canceled.
Nope. All right, D, we're going to head over to tips.
Oh, this is really good. I'm so glad for this topic because I feel bad for the leaders that are having to endure toxic. Actually, why am I feeling bad for the leaders? This was really about us and our experiences.
It is. And that's about us and the experiences. We need a part two, though. We can do a part two.
We do. All right. Well, We do. All right. Okay. Well, that said, can you take us on into our tips?
Yes, let me do one and two. The first we talked about, you have to evaluate. Like the example I gave, if you want to go back to your former employer, why did you leave? Have those reasons changed? And if they have or they haven't, then you can make your decision. Number two, D, I always say interrogate, get that offer. We've talked about this before. Go and have the meetings. Meet with the new leaders, former leaders. Meet with the teams. Understand, has the workplace culture really changed? Because if it is no longer toxic and you feel safe returning, and like you said, it's a great opportunity, then go for it. D, over to you, my friend, for three.
All right. So number three, go forward. Going back is canceled. Going back when it's not part of your strategy is canceled. And I say the lesson that we learned from My Little Sophie is just go forward.
And we're going to listen to Sophie and leave it there, my friends. Thank you so much for being part of our community. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed this conversation, please share it with someone who needs it today. Please subscribe, review, and we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.roundtabletalkpodcast.com.